Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 4th of June 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Max, Mariana, Michael, Samad, and Pitina. Over to you, Mariana.
Yeah, we are missing one person. I'm just counting.
Hassan.
Hassan is not. Hassan is not here, but maybe he will join us later. Oh, I don't know. He didn't send any sign that he will not join us. Okay, you all have seen the agenda for today, and I want to ask Pitinan again to lead us through this agenda because she prepared all the necessary documents. Again, I want to thank Pitinan very much for helping us in this part of our preparing the final report, because there is a lot of things to have been done. And thank you, Pitinan, again. So please, Pitinan, take the lead.
No problem. Okay, so I suggest we review two more points on the previous decisions. So as you can see, the first case is the Latin small letter O with the graph and Latin small letter O with the hook above. So this case for O, it was decided for no variance. But however, the table, if it's compared with all other letters with the similar case, they are all decided as variance. So I just want to point it out and maybe we revisit the decisions. Please give me a moment. I have problem logging into the OneDrive. So let me manage that. Sorry, it seems like I need to reset a few things. If anybody have the access to OneDrive, I would request, can you access and maybe share your screen? I can point out the place. Otherwise, I'm working on my resetting stuff.
Pitinan, I have access to it on my screen, but when I try and share my screen, I get a hostess disabled screen sharing message.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Pitinan has to make you co-host.
That's kind of scary.
So if you right-click on Bill and at the right, you shouldn't be able to make him a co-host.
Okay, can you try again, Bill? Thank you.
Now it should work for you, Bill.
Everybody see it?
Yes.
Yeah, we see it, yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you. So yes, this is the table for graph and hook above. And if you can see now, the O is the case where is not variant by the decision sheet that we confirmed last time. So I just want to recheck with the GP.
So it says it's a red one. It says blocked at the end. Is that just the proposal, or and the other ones are blocked? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Bill, can you click on the comment? Okay. So this one, based on the InScript variant decision sheet from face-to-face meeting, it was marked as not variant. But in this table, because it's developed also before the version that we submitted to the IP last time, it listed there.
I think we should list it here for consistency.
Mats, please.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the data, it's hard to see why we have considered the other ones as being so close that they are variants, but not in this case, because I mean, there is no apparent difference, so to say. So I agree with Bill.
Okay, thank you, Max. Michael, please.
Yeah, I think we should not make any ad hoc decision here, but revisit the data, which is, if we don't remember the reason why it is considered a variant in one table and not a variant in the other table, then we should look at the data. Yeah, that's my suggestion. Thank you.
It's a good suggestion.
Okay.
I'm glad.
Right. So, Bill, could you help step up from this and go back to the folder? Then we can see the InScript variants.
Yeah.
And I think I can log in now. Okay, so I can share my screen.
Okay, we'll go back to someone who's got better control of all this.
All right, thank you. I'll share my screen. So is that the old? The code point is 00F2. So is this line 10, 11, 12? Let me enlarge it. Okay, hope you can see.
Basically, we had 4 out of 7 of us for this one, whereas for the other ones, we had 5 out of 7.
Right, correct. So when it was 4 out of 7, it was variance, but for 5 out of 7, it was not.
We'd have to check the other ones to see who had different opinions across the two.
Well, Mariana, please.
Yeah, I think I can change my opinion. I see it better now. So we can solve it in an easy way. So please, Bettina, you could put for me 2 in the last row. Or shall I go? I could go there, but I have to find it.
Right. I think I will phrase this document as is, and I'll just to so that we have the records. I will put a note in that after review, the GP decided to make them balance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think then we may also note that Mariana reviewed her.
Yeah, my opinion. Yeah. You can easily write it somewhere that I have changed my opinion.
Okay. All right. So that is concluded. Let me go back to. Okay, so I put the note here for today's meeting. Okay, and then the second case, you with Horn and Graf, this one.
Peter Nunn.
Yes.
If we should keep the record, maybe it should also be noted what exactly where Mariana changed her mind if we go back. I mean, it's the, if I got it right, it's the Courier comparison that where Mariana came to the conclusion that.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah. Sorry, Courier. Yeah, sorry.
And should we also note that it's a 3-2 change?
Yeah, I have changed my opinion in order to have 5 votes for variant. I was not so much concentrated when I was doing it. Now I review my opinion and
I changed. All the diacritics were dancing in front of your eyes.
Yes, it is. And you see, probably I forgot whatever should be done. You see, so I just filled one of these sheets, and someone asked me why I was not doing all the other sheets. So I started to do all of them in one pass, and probably I was a little bit tired or whatever.
Thank you. I have Michael Hans. Is that new hand? Please go ahead.
Sorry.
Michael? If you're speaking, you're on mute.
Sorry, it was an old hand. I lowered it. I forgot lowering it before.
No, it's still up.
Is? Oh, okay. Now it is. Sorry.
All right, thank you. And Mariana, is that new hands?
Yeah, no. That's my old hand. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So let's move to the next one. This is U with Horn and Graf, and the U with Horn and Hook above. So this pair is, let me pull up the table. Okay, so in the same table is this pair, but in the opposite directions. So for this one is decided to be variance, but however I check, and these 2 code points are used in Vietnamese, which for the other cases, we don't make them variance. So I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Michael, please.
Yeah, I think for consistency reasons, we should also not make them variants, because I think we generally decided that the code points just used in Vietnamese, the Vietnamese people will be able to distinguish them even if we don't, and that's why we shouldn't force that on them.
Thank you, Michael. Any other comments? Mariana, please.
Yeah, you will support Michael's opinion because, yes, we have decided not to take into account Vietnamese letters. So that's my opinion. Thanks.
Thank you, Mariana. Michael, agree in the chat. Mats, please.
Yeah, so the question is what the criteria is. And here we have something with double diacritic if we consider a clean U as the base form. Do we have other cases of double diacritic which we have not agreed to disregard for variants?
I will have to check, but generally the case where we decided for Vietnamese, there are multiple diacritics on the top.
Yeah, and are there anything else which we still consider to be variants, even though it has double diacritics?
So maybe let's review this quickly.
I think what you're asking is, are there double diacritics for any language except Vietnamese?
Yeah. More or less, yes. Oh, yeah, I would say yes.
Right. Actually, right now, so this is the final set of decisions. There is only this pair which have two diacritics and made variants. I see Bill's comments. I disagree with the decisions, but since it's worth the decisions. Michael, remember that we left out all the cases should have been a means. Then, so how should we move forward for this pair? Mats, please.
I suggest that we to be consistent, that we do the same as with the other ones. But I think it would be good if we could check if there is anything else that we have kind of disregarded for being double diacritics. I guess we haven't then. So we should mention this also in our analysis, that this is special with double diacritics, especially double diacritics above, or double diacritic below would be the same.
Sure. So I captured two things. So first, we should mention that double diacritic above is fall into one criteria of Vietnamese. And the other point is we should check whether there are other cases we left out.
Right. Is it?
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I can take these two action items, I think. I draft something for Vietnamese explanations with multiple diacritics. And also I take a look if there is any other cases we have left out. Bill, would you like to mention your comment?
Yeah, we'll have a section in the confusables section about Vietnamese. So when I write that, I will note this particular case was a for us non-Vietnamese speakers was a variant.
Okay, so I'll note that it will be included. Similarity.
Well, since variant is a technical term, I don't think that we should say it was a variant, but it was a candidate to be a variant, rather. If you see the distinction, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. I can phrase it that way. I'm not sure exactly how I'll word it, probably, but I will attempt to not just say flat out that it was a variant. I can do that.
All right, thank you. Mako, please. And I will demote you from the co-host, Bill, so you can raise your hand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to ask second bullet of the action item, I don't understand it. If you guys, among you all know what's going on, then that's fine. But what do you mean left out of what? I don't understand what the reference is here.
This is Bettina. So I guess I was requested to take a look if there is any cases we have double diacritics and we might haven't take a look, either make them variants or the other way around. Is that what you mentioned, Matt?
Yeah, I think we should take a look. I mean, here we exempt things based on being maybe that it's a double variant, a double diacritic. And have we, what have we done with other double diacritics in similar cases?
And the basic question, I think, is are there non-Vietnamese cases of double diacritics above?
Okay, thank you, Bill. Michael, is that new or old? Hands.
I was just going to come back to the two comments, if I may. My recollection is that the relevant data for such cases should be in that Appendix D part where we reviewed cases which had diacritics above, which could merge. So they should all be in there somehow in that data. And secondly, I just want to point out, it still seems to me that there is a disconnection between what Bill said and what Matt said. And I'm fine leaving it this way or going any other way, but I think we should settle what the question is before we set up an action item. So maybe we should try and have a longer discussion in between, have a more expanded explanation from the side of Matt and from the side of Bill, what they think is the issue. For example, I don't quite understand what Matt's concern is. If he explains it, maybe then we can find a way to word this action item more clear so we're all on the same page somehow. Thank you.
Mariana, please. Thank you, Michael.
My recollection is that I think during face-to-face meeting in Brussels, you have decided not to take into account Vietnamese letters. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I remember. On the other hand, I remember, it should be somehow confirmed, that we have investigated some of letters with the double diacritics in Appendix D, and that we, during reviewing the results of Appendix D, we decided those letters with double diacritics not to be treated as variants. That's how I recollect. All those things could be checked. And I don't see, I really don't see the, because examples for Appendix D was, proposals for Appendix D was done by Michael, and we analyzed and a lot of different letters over there. And when finally we cleaned everything, what was not clear, this was maybe before three or four calls, we cleaned everything. So if someone wants to be checked something, please be explicitly specific. We have to look somewhere and to see what should be the results of this investigation. At least I don't understand the question, what should be confirmed and looked again? That's my problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariana. Mats, please, then Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Bill phrased it well in the chat. So just a concern that, I mean, we exclude things that have double diacritics above, and just make sure that we are consistent in our way of treating such things. So that's my only concern. So maybe there is no problem at all, and then there is no problem at all. Thank you. So I think we don't have to pay extensive attention to it right now.
Thank you, Mats. Bill, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say I put a proposed phrasing in the chat, which I think probably works better than trying to speak it aloud. And Mats was kind enough to support it. So, Miguel, I think if you look there, that's where Mats and I are, and I think we actually are on the same page. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Mariana?
Sorry, I'm again forgetting to lower my hand. Sorry.
No problem. Michael, please.
Yeah, so I was reading the comment in the chat box. So just for clarification, your concern is actually not whether there are other cases with double diacritics or double diacritics above in Vietnamese, which we have failed to exclude because of our general rule that we should exclude everything which is used more or less exclusively by Vietnamese. But your concern is that there may be a consistency issue if we have other comparable cases with double diacritics or double diacritics above, which we did not exclude based on other criteria, therefore suggest them as variants. But here we excluded this case. So this is where you see the potential for a non-linear, non-clear case of how we arrived at our decisions. Did I get that right?
Michael, this is Pitinan. I understand that that's what the same line. So I guess what Bill and Matt suggest is to ensure that the diacritic cases that we decided is not missing anything. And now we already know that we cover for Vietnamese. It just needs to be checked if there is any other cases with double diacritics.
Okay, so, then again, it's the data is already there and it's in Appendix D because we collated all of those cases. If that's what the question is about. There will not be a central section which contains all Vietnamese cases, but there will be a section which contains all cases with diacritics, with two diacritics above, for example. That's what I'm trying to point out. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Mats?
I don't think that we have different opinions, Baker. We should just check the data. I agree with you.
Okay, so seems like we agree on this point. Can we move on? Okay, thank you, Michael. See you, okay, I found the chat. All right. Okay, next thing on the agenda is going back to small Latin letter I and I with dot less I. So last time we showed the data and seems like we haven't reached the conclusion whether this should be variance or not. So then let me, Bill, please, go ahead.
And did we do an evaluation of these two the way we've done others, or did we skip over comparing those for the whole group because of the case folding discussion? I don't recall whether we did an evaluation or not.
That
an evaluation of which ones?
I and dotless I.
I personally think we considered them, for example, in Appendix D, among the cases where we had confusable base characters, I think. Does that help?
Bill, if you're referring to the InScript variant sheet that we just look at just now, we haven't compared this dotless I with the Latin I. We did compare it with the small Latin small letter iota, which both of them doesn't have any dots above. Would that answer your question?
Did we compare the small letter I with iota?
Yes, we do. Let me show my screen. So we have dot less I with iota.
Okay. So is the do we have a an I with a dot compared with iota? The regular I?
Yeah, below. Oops. It was just below there.
Here.
There, okay. Okay, but we did not do a I with dotless I.
Oh, no, we don't have that.
Okay.
I think it should be in Appendix D.
Yes, Michael, we do have that in Appendix D. And I will show that now as well. Mats, please.
Yes. So what about indirect variants via Greek? Don't we get a variant there?
Right, I can pull that information up as well. But I think from the last time that we review, it seems like possible if we enter two different words using different version of the I, and it could resolve into two different places. Just for that reasoning alone, wouldn't it be enough reasons to make them variants? I'm just wondering. Thank you.
Can you say that again?
Yes, last time, okay, let me pull the data as well. Just give me a minute. Okay, hope you can see my screen. So for example, these two cases show that if you're starting from, let's say I just see the above one, if you're starting from I, capital I with the dot above is resolved to some I with diacritics. And if you're starting from capital version of dot less I, then it's resolved into the normal I. So
yeah, but if the first case will resolve into something which is does not exist and will never exist, because that is an I with a dot above. I mean a normal I with a dot above. Even though sure. It could be rendered that it visually looks like an I without a dot. I mean without the extra dot. It will never become something usable in the domain name. So the capital letter I with dot above will just break. And the capital letter I without the dot will be rendered as a normal I.
Right. Sure. So let's maybe not. So if the first case just bring the user to some non-exist places, but the second case is also can bring the user to the wrong place, isn't it?
Not really, because this is the normal behavior of A to Z. So if you have a ASCII domain. The capital version is always handled as the lowercase version. So in ASCII letters, if you have something that consists of ASCII letters only, then uppercase and lowercase are equal.
Sure. Okay, let me use the letter example. So the lower tables, the small slightly different cases that these two words has meaning. So let's say out there are actually two up and run website, which is using a different version of dots. And then, so a user try to get into dis.test without the dot, but he or she happened to use the capital. So he or she would understand that it will direct him to this version, external.test. But it actually gonna end up another word, .test. So for this case alone, wouldn't it variance the variance case for these two? Sorry, I think I saw someone here. Oh, yes, Michael, please. Oh, Matt first, please.
No, take Michael first.
Okay, thank you. Michael, please.
I was wondering, this column expected output, was it created by us, by our group, or was that column created and filled by some Turkish-speaking people? So are we expecting this should be the output, or are actual people using the Turkish language expecting this outcome?
I mean, if I may talk, the expected outcome is what you expect if the Turkish locale would govern the way the web browser would lowercase the things, the input before it's used.
That's true, but who is you? Who would expect this? Is this us as a non-Turkish speaking people who would think? I surely would expect that, but the question is, would the Turkish people also expect this? Or are they used to the capital I without a dot being lowercase to the I with a dot, because it's always been this way, and they would never expect an URL with a capital I to show the what we say expected output.
Well, this is Bettina. I can come in on that. Mats, if you may.
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. So I haven't checked with the colleagues about what do they expect when they use in the browser. So that is something missing. I can go back and check. But to your point, in other application, for example, Microsoft Office, which is normally where they do this typing, this is quite natural that the lowercase of dotless I will become dotless, and the lowercase of capital I with the dot will become I with the dot. Michael, please.
Yeah, I agree with you and your assessment, but in order for us to decide whether we should do the I and the dotless I in a variant relationship due to this strange downcasting in browsers, I think we should really know whether Turkish people expect this in the browser or not, because if they think, no, in the browser, it's always downcast to a regular I, then I don't see a ground for confusion here, and we shouldn't make them variants. But if they, or at least a large part, I don't know if it's also a 4 or 7 or whatever, if they think that it should downcast to a dotless I, then at least the Turkish-speaking community has a ground for confusion here, and we should rather be safe and make them variants. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. So let me respond quickly. So if the GP wants, I will check with our colleagues to this point. What do they expect on the browser's URL address? Okay. Mats, please.
Yeah, I mean, you really have a point, Micah. I mean, to be safe, I mean, of course, people get confused. The Turkish will get confused because they will not always remember this unexpected behavior in the browser. And if they start to get used to IDNs and they will probably, I mean, they have the I with dot above being capital or lowercase, they expect it to be that letter. So to be safe, of course, we should then make dotless I and I variant. When we do that, we have to see what transitivity effects that would have. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you, Katina. I wanted to raise again the point that I think we mentioned already last time that expected output needs qualification. So it's unclear what the expectation is based upon, and it should be clarified and also part of the text, I assume.
And secondly, if I understood Michael's argument right, then I think also this case is parallel to the cases we just discussed from Vietnamese, where we basically had a principle which said, if something is not confusing, for example, to a user group and to a script using community or a subpart of the script using community, and that subpart is the only part of the script using community which uses those code points, which may seem confusing to others but not to them, then we should make them variants. So I think the same principle may somehow apply here. So if it's clear to the Turkish community, it should affect our judgment, and if it's not clear to the Turkish community, it should also affect our judgment. And we should clarify what the psycholinguistic expectation or the unmarked or natural case, unmarked or natural behavior a Turkish user expects is before we call a vote on this or make a decision, come to a decision about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mats, please.
Yeah. I think it's hard for us to be sure about the situation in Turkish. Of course, we could ask some informants, Turkish informants, and if they indicate that they expect capital letter I without a dot to be downcased to a small letter I without a dot or a dotless I, then there's indication that this is the expectation of Turkish. So when it comes to the Vietnamese, we came to the conclusion that this is, of course, not a problem for Vietnamese because they're used to that distinction in Vietnamese. And we came to the conclusion that even though they're confusable for non-Vietnamese, the non-Vietnamese don't use it. Here it's quite different because we have something that might be confusable to Turkish because they use it in another way. We could be safe and make them a variant, and that decision could be changed in the future. If we don't make them a variant, that decision will be hard to change in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Mariana, also review, please.
I just want to point to everyone that Sarmat proposed to ask a few Turkish people, Turkish colleagues, to join us for discussion at one of the next calls, and to hear in a live environment what was their opinion. I think this proposal is worth considering. Yeah. So I just want to point it out to everyone who is not, who haven't read the chat. That's all I want to say. Yeah, I think that will be very nice to have some Turkish people speaking about this problem and giving them all the analysis we have done and to hear their opinion, because yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariana. Bill, please. You may have not unmute your mic.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I would just like to point out an unspoken assumption that we're making both in this discussion over Turkish and also over Vietnamese, which is that no company which sets up their website using this language, TLD, will ever become a global company, the way, for instance, Korean or Japanese companies have, which is to say there will never be a problem because only websites using only the Vietnamese or Turkish languages will ever use a website with one of these TLDs. And I'm not sure that that assumption that neither of these countries will ever produce a global company is a particularly solid assumption. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Mariana?
Sorry, an old hand, sorry.
Okay. Okay, so I guess first let me follow up on some suggestion. So would it agree that next call, I will invite a few Turkish colleagues to join this call and discuss. I will also share the information with them before in case you can, they can respond earlier before the call, but I will invite, I think it's useful to just invite them to the call and talk. Michael, please.
Yeah, just that I won't be able to join next call. There's a holiday in Germany, and I don't know about Michael whether he would still join the call, but I won't be. But of course, you can still invite them and to talk with them. I would just be interested in listening to it, but I can also afterwards listen to the recording.
You have too many holidays.
No, this is the last one next week until Christmas holidays.
You have too few.
Yeah, I think we can postpone because if Michael and Michael won't be there next Thursday, we can postpone specifically this question about .lisai and I and discussion with Turkish people for the second, not for the next Thursday, but for the second Thursday. If it is good to have as much people there as it is possible, because we are just seven. And it is good to be all here discussing with Turkish guys what bothers us, because it really has to be has to be concluded somehow, and it is better to have as much opinion as it is. I'm asking Michael and Michael if they could let's say if they can promise to be here to be present in 2 weeks. For the call, Pitilin can arrange the call with Turkish people, and I want all of us to be at this call.
Thank you.
I can promise, unless there's an accident.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael does not respond. Probably he didn't listen.
I wrote in the chat.
Okay, in the chat.
Oh, he wrote in the chat. Sorry. Okay. What he wrote in the chat? Yeah. Make up. Right. It's okay. So Pitinan, it is better to try to make an arrangement for the 18th of the June. And okay. Everybody will be here. So thank you. Thank you all for this.
Okay. Thank you. Bill, please.
I wonder if it would be helpful for our colleagues if someone, perhaps Mats, could write a brief paragraph or two on exactly what our question is, just so they know, have some idea coming in and can perhaps think about it a little bit ahead of time. I wonder if that would help the discussion. Thank you.
Mats, please.
Yeah, I could do that. And I think it's important that we don't lift in any A labels to confuse them.
Yeah, that's important.
So I could write something. This is a short thing, and I can send it out on the email, and so people can see what it is before and have comments on it.
Thank you, Matt. Samad, and then Mariana.
So one of the people I was actually thinking, he's actually active in the UA Universal Acceptance Community, but he's actually quite interested in domain names for Turkish. He's a associate professor at Middle East Technical University and comes from the field of cyber security is his area, but he actually has a background in cognitive sciences. So he seems like a very appropriate person. He's already raised a question about I and dotless I from Turkish a couple of times. I think he would be a very appropriate person to invite to this discussion. And we will also, I guess, consult with him to see one or two more people who may be actually interested to contribute. So I was actually thinking of those people instead of ICANN staff. Just wanted to check with you whether that was okay.
Yeah, Sharman, that would be nice. Sorry, I will lower my hand now because we spent the whole hour and we have to close the call for today. And it seems pretty good. It seems very good to have those people, especially the person who is taking care about security and a Turkish person. So I hope we shall postpone the further discussion about I and dotless I until we hear a Turkish people what they have to say about this problem. I am sure they have thought about this. They have, yeah. So we shall hear their opinion. Before I close this call, I want to ask you, is there anything else, any other business to be done? I don't see any hands. So I want to close the call for today, and I want to thank you all for taking your part in this discussion. And that's all for today. Hear you in 2 weeks, and I wish you all good rest of the day and years, and now years, the days before our next call. So, hear you.
Before you guys go, just a quick question. So, should we wait for Matt's email to come in, or should we just share the email addresses of these people? How would you like to proceed on connecting with them?
I think you should contact them, and we can provide at this moment, we can provide all our analysis, this one which Pitinen has done, and also the text which Matt has proposed before to some time. Did Matt change this text before? They should know what we have been discussing. And
The person that Sarmad described, I mean, he could digest the text that we have written without any problem. And it depends on other people, if they are technical enough to understand the A label and U label, etc. So that depends on that, what kind of text or material we should present. The person that Samar described could very well just look at the PDF that Pitinen shared with us today.
Yeah. That will be good if they see it before our discussion. Maybe this text will help them to find some questions or to talk a little bit about this. And I'm sure the results will be good.
Use this documentation and
Our documentation. They can look whatever we have done. I mean, all these documents are a public one almost, or a working one. So they could get an impression what we are doing and what bothers us.
Okay, just last question. So are we meeting next week?
Yeah, we shall meet next week. Okay. And start finalizing the report. Okay. I also want you all, if you have time, to reread the report again, because we have to finalize. At this moment, all things which were somehow unresolved or didn't explicitly, have not been explicitly defined, they are clean now. And we have now to go through the whole report and give the final touch. And after that, we have some other things to do. I mean, production of some data sets, but that's another question. So please, if you have time, read the document because we shall, and who has the right to read, if you send your accounts, Microsoft accounts to be checked proper, to be properly signed in to OneDrive. If you find something, you can make your comments. So it will be easier to go through the this final review, almost final review of the report. Please do it, Hazem. You are muted, Hazem.
Yes. Hello. Okay. Is the final report the one in the folder which is called the current version?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the final one.
Okay. Yeah, that should be final one.
Yeah, that's the one we're working on.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Now, I hope we can close the meeting. So, hear you next Thursday. Bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, and thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.